Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. This is Jim, Wonder in Reality, Part 3, The Purpose of Human Existence. The reason we are here on the earth, the purpose of us being here, the entire reason is literally to fellowship with God Almighty forever, forever. To fellowship with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, and again, forever. Our existence on the earth, whether it's 10 years, 50 years, 100 years, is just the split-second beginning of eternity. And it is a vapor. It's just a mist that's here for a little while, gone. It's a snap, a blink of an eye compared to eternity. Those who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior sincerely will go to heaven forever. Will fellowship with Him forever in heaven. Those who do not know Him as Lord and Savior tragically will end up in hell, the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels forever. They will be in hell forever. This is tragic. It's terrible. And a big tragedy in this, it's hard to even fathom that while God wants to save everyone, He wants everyone to make it to heaven. A majority of people, I've been saying this in other messages, but I've got to say it again. A majority, 70%, 75%, we don't know. Somewhere, we know it's a majority, but we will not make it to heaven. They will end up in hell. Most people will disagree with all of the points that I'm making in this message. That percentage right there or more will strongly disagree with what I'm saying. They will, and I think anyone who has talked to people in general about faith and about how to go to heaven would agree. People don't see it. They don't agree with this. They strongly disagree. But yet, this is what the Bible says. This is not what I say. This is, if you read the Bible, this is what the New Testament says. And so, but mainly, I want this message to be positive, to be uplifting, to build hunger in all of us, that the purpose for us being here is to know God, to walk with Him, and to fellowship with Him. And that's why I've been emphasizing in these messages so much about the four phases of walking with Him, because it is a journey, it's a process. And that's why I emphasize eternity, because let's say we have 70 years on the earth. Well, that is a journey of this ultimate goal of fellowshipping with Him. We don't get that right away for many reasons. We as human beings, when we find Jesus Christ, it's a new life. We're born again. And then if we press on into the second phase, we're born of water and the Spirit. And then if we press on further, we go into the third phase, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So it's so important to understand that, and also about the fact that it's the few who find Him, because this answers all so many questions that we all have. We wonder if this is the purpose. This is just something that people wonder. People, they may think it to themselves. They may ask it publicly. You know, if you ever get into a discussion, they may wonder if this is the purpose. Okay, to fellowship with Him, and this is the whole purpose of why we're here. The whole 100%. That's why we're here on the earth. How is it that so few find this? How can that be? Even Christians, even people who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, will present this objection. People don't understand it. They don't get it. They don't. Why? We need the Holy Spirit. That's the whole answer. When someone finds the Holy Spirit, everything makes sense. But I want to try to at least touch on that. So the question is, how can it be that so few even know about this? So few find this? So few? Well, that's what the whole New Testament says. That's what Jesus Christ reveals, that few find this, the truth, the treasure, that, and even few, it gets fewer and fewer and fewer the farther you go in it. That's why I've been saying it, practically speaking, first phase, roughly 20%, somewhere between 10 and 25 or 30% of people on the earth make it into the first phase, born again. That's world stats. You can just look that up. 30% of the world are considered Protestant and Catholic, and we know that not all of those people are saved. So let's just, for argument's sake, let's just say it's 20%. 20% make it into the first phase. 4% or less make it into the second phase. 4%. You meet 100 people, 96 people will not be in the second phase. They won't even understand it. They won't even be interested in it. They don't even want to hear about it. They don't even want nothing. Less than 1% make it into the third phase. So now, I mean, and really it's more like 1 in 1,000 people. So you get 1,000 people, one person might be in the third phase. So this answers the whole question. This is so important that we understand this. Why do I keep saying this? Let's let that motivate us. Let's continue on with Jesus Christ. Let's be the few, the proud, the ones who are serious, the ones who let's do it. Amen. Let's walk with Him. Let's prove Him. You know, the famous verse, prove me in this. See if I won't pour out the windows of heaven. You know, bring the tithe in. Prove me in this. Test me. Amen. The second part of this message, part two, I talked about testing and how it's an example of how we are the image. We're made in God's image. We test people just like God tests us. I just read in Exodus that right there in like Exodus 15, He tested them. He did this. He even said it. This is, it's glory to God. Let's let this motivate us. Let's get into these. Let's press on. Let's be trendsetters, pioneers. Let's do it. And so that's why I want to encourage people. I want to answer these objections. In the same way, so few realize that it's fellowshipping with Him is the answer. It's the treasure. I want to finish up this message with the incredible, beyond comprehension benefits and treasures of walking with Him. This is, we can't even put it into words. This is the highest and really only life possible on the earth. The super, keep talking about it, eternal life, knowing Him. Amen. And the only true God and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. Glory to God forever. Just knowing Him. And all of these incredible, unspeakable, glorious, supernatural benefits result, follow from that. That I could, we can, we will give an eternity of messages. We will have an eternity of being in awe of Him, our great and glorious God Almighty, the Creator, Father God Almighty, and His glorious Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Lord, forever. One little message like this is, unless it's from the Holy Spirit, is meaningless. Everything we do without the Holy Spirit is meaningless. But we should press on. Just press on. Keep on going. And this is an encouragement to anyone who's listening. If somebody's sincerely doing their best to walk with God through Jesus Christ, they're in God's perfect will. Just keep on going. Amen. He's patient. He's working with us. Just keep on going in that daily walk. Amen. With faith and hope and patience and all, you know, He will empower someone to walk with Him. So I was going to start listing all, you know, not listing, but just talking about these, as I said, the supernatural, glorious benefits and treasures in this. But I almost don't want to, because knowing Him, that's eternal life. Jesus defined it. He said, this is eternal life. He literally said it right there. This is eternal life, that they may know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. And so everything flows from that, just knowing Him. If we just did one thing in our entire life, it should just be seeking Him, finding Him, and just walking with Him, spending time with Him, knowing Him. Amen. And then, yes, I do want to mention the incredible, exponential, supernatural benefits and gifts and everything that He offers, this everlasting life, living forever. If it was just that, it would be the greatest thing ever, living forever. Jesus said, He who eats of the bread that I shall give him, I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. He who eats of this bread will live forever. So living forever in glory, in paradise, with Him, the supernatural life, the Zoe kind of life, the God kind of life, supernatural, the divine nature, and, you know, all of the peace that passes all understanding, joy unspeakable, full of glory, peace and harmony and faith, hope and love, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, on and on. I mean, you know, a study found that there's more than like 7,500 promises in the Bible. And in the New Testament, if you just look at the Gospels, there's more than 300 promises that Jesus offers. And really, if you break it, it really can't be calculated. I mean, his promises, and again, just the one promise of living forever, that's, you can't even calculate that. That's off, we can't even describe that, put it into words. To live forever, you know, we think 90 years is a long time. It's nothing compared to living forever, and living forever in glory, so we can go on and on about all of the benefits. You know, it's the supernatural divine favor with God, where He has literally, Jesus said, if anyone serves Me, him My Father will honor. That's unbelievable. The one who made the universe to honor us? Like, this is beyond comprehension. I challenge you to just read the Gospels. Just start reading them. And the promises are yea and amen. They're off the charts. They're infinite. They're eternal. They're incredible. They're beyond what we can comprehend. Beyond what we can comprehend. And the tragedy that again, 80%, 85% of the people on the earth disagree with this, don't see it. They have totally disagree. They do not accept this. They don't see it. They don't want to see it. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to discuss it. It's the last thing that they are interested in. The last thing. If you listed their 100 things that they have an interest in and that they want to do, this wouldn't even make the list at all. It wouldn't even be close. They have nothing. Like, they somehow think it's religion and that it's dead and they don't want anything to do with it. It's dry and dead and awful and this terrible thing. They would never want to go in, be involved in this. They don't understand the Bible, all this. And I'm, and yet it's the greatest thing in the universe. It's what we were born to do. It's how we are fulfilled. It's ecstasy, joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's the most incredible thing, so awesome and so glorious and so wonderful, we can't even put him into words. And so I say this with such emphasis because someone needs to say this. Someone needs to get this, say it, and get it out to the public, that shout it from the rooftops. The kingdom of God, the presence of Jesus Christ is here. It's available to us now. And we, through it, we find everything. We find the purpose of human existence, why we are here, the whole reason we are here, that everything, it's everything. We give up nothing, our life, and we receive everything. The glorious one, the only true God and his son, Jesus Christ. It's, I can't even believe that it's, Jesus even said in this awesome book, Divine Revelation of Hell, Jesus said, I came to save all men. I desire that all will repent and come to me. It's not my desire that any perish and end up in hell. But it's sad to say, most people will not repent before it's too late, and they will go to hell. But the way to heaven is the same for all people. You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. You must repent of your sins and give your heart to God. You must sincerely serve him. That's in the Bible, and that's also in that book. And I know I wanted to make these points. This is part three, purpose of human existence. And again, I could go on and on. We could forever, we will be literally experiencing the incredible, unspeakable, glorious, you know, supernatural, divine life and the benefits of just being in his family. Forever we will experience it, and yes, talk about it and be in awe of him and worship him and listen to messages and go on in heaven, go on ministry excursions where we want to help people and bless people and do things. And yes, we will be doing, really, it's interesting that heaven is an extension of what we've done on the earth, really. And in heaven, people will realize how much they missed out on walking with God and serving him. And there will be times, glorious times, worship services and worship. But there will also be times of it just enjoying that God's incredible creation. Amen. And in heaven, there's nature and the river of life and the crystal sea and streams and trees and beautiful things. And people get in the water, and when they get out of the water, the Holy Spirit, through the wind, just whoosh, dries them instantly as they get out of the water. This glorious, the water, this living water that flows from the throne of God. If you want to read about this, just, there's a book called Heaven, 33 Stories from a Real Place that has 33 individual specific stories about people who have been to heaven. It's available on Amazon. It's available for free on our website, wonderreality.org. Also, back to what I was saying, all the benefits, the incredible, we've also got a free book you can get called Jesus Christ's Promises, which is on that same website. Download it. It's got all the promises outlined, but you don't even need that book. You can go straight to the Gospels and just read it. But these glorious benefits, again, knowing him, And when we know Him, walk with Him, the ultimate stage is fellowshipping with Him. Amen. And thank you for listening.